From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hi, this is Norma Gonzalez, sports reporter with the Arizona Daily Star. I'm here with Gina Snyder today. How are you?
Good.
So you guys had sort of a tough weekend at Cal, but you guys were... How do you guys recover from breaking your winning streak and just having sort of a rough outing?
I think to understand that it's not always going to be, you know, we're not always going to win. And so I think that having, you know, kind of a that reality check, you know, I think that I definitely forgot what it felt like to lose. So having that kind of reminder that, like, yeah, it kind of sucks to lose, you know, just growing from that and thinking of it as a bounce back. We've got two good teams this next two weekends.
And you're no stranger to adversity, so how does your past sort of help you, not only yourself move forward, but the team?
So for me personally, I think just really looking at the big picture and knowing that, you know, as hard as it is to say, it is just a game. And understanding that, yes, the outcomes don't always go our ways, but every day, like, we're able to lace up our cleats, walk out on the field, and compete is, it's a win in my books.
And this is your last season at Arizona. This is your senior season, your softball career. Did you see yourself being here and just, like, achieving and even going through some of the struggles that you have along the way?
I didn't. And going into my freshman year, obviously I wasn't at this school. I kind of just would go through the motions and really take it for granted. And, you know, as hard as it is on you, like, I think that was a real reality check to kind of make me realize that, like, I can give more to this sport. And I think that any softball player's dream is to be in this position. I think we've set ourselves up for a really good spot going into the last few weeks.
And some readers and listeners may know about your previous, like, health scare. But can you sort of tell us more about it?
Yeah, I mean, it was totally out of the blue. Like, it was, I was healthy. Like I said, I really just took life for granted. And then, you know, it was a couple days of headaches. And next thing you know, I was in the hospital bed. So
I know you said before that you weren't really scared at first because you just didn't know what was going on. But looking back now, would you have freaked out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, and it wasn't until maybe a couple weeks after getting out of the hospital when I really realized, like, it was serious when, you know, just walking around campus and seeing people's, you know, reactions. Like, I had lost so much weight. I still looked sickly. And people saying, you know, like, are you okay? Like, and the comments, like, you're lucky to be alive. Kind of shocking, and that's when it really hit me, like, it was serious.
Is it scary to think that they didn't really have a diagnosis for you, and are you still, like, scared that something might happen in the future?
You know, I am not. I'm really growing in my faith, and I think that I look at it as God and how amazing He is, and you know, he never said it's going to be easy, but He said it's going to be worth it.
What has been your biggest takeaway from not knowing what was wrong with you to not knowing what the future held for you to now, just knowing the way that you were able to move forward?
My biggest takeaway, I think, is just really the life lessons and that how precious life really is, I guess.
And what about softball really helped you recover? Because I know you struggled afterwards and you couldn't even throw a ball and you thought maybe your career was over, but how did softball help you get back on your feet?
It really gave me that, it kind of gave me that sense of, like, get everything out of what you can. I think the platform softball gives you to kind of share my story and, let other girls, or, I mean, guys too, like, other younger athletes or even just athletes going through adversity know that you can go from not being able to walk to, getting ready for postseason almost.
And what are some of the things that you like now being back at home and having your family around and things that you're able to do or food you're able to eat? What are some of your favorites?
So everything. I love everything. I love being with my family, having that family atmosphere. being my last semester in college, I really wanted to take the time and kind of do a lot of self-reflection and really think about my life. I've been kind of eating healthy and, like, you know, understanding that you only have one life, and it is precious, and spending the time with my family. I think that before I was fine leaving home, but now I'm like, you know, I only have one family, and mm-hmm. I want to take advantage of the time I have with them.
So what are some of the favorite things you get to do with your family?
We are such a low-key family. I mean, my favorite times are when my dad grills in the backyard and we watch Game of Thrones or, you know, watch a series. Those are my favorite times with them.
What are some of your favorite Tucson things that you didn't realize you missed when you first left to Indiana, but then now that you're back, you're just like, oh, yeah.
The weather so much. I caught myself being sad for, like, really no reason sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think it's, like, seasonal when you don't get enough, like, vitamin D. It's so real. It's so real. I took for granted just being able to walk outside and not having to pile on coats and stuff like that.
Well, what are some of the things you miss from Indiana?
I do enjoy the whole atmosphere of Purdue. I liked their very team-oriented, very close together. I mean, I lived about a 5-minute walk from all of my teammates, so very tight-knit community, and I almost think it's because we were just kind of thrown in this campus, you know, a lot of us far from home, so.
Mm-hmm. And what do you still have anything that you want to accomplish before the season's over, before your collegiate career's over?
Obviously I want to win a national championship, but that's the obvious. I mean, I think just letting myself know that I gave it everything I had and I really have no regrets, because going into senior weekend, there's mixed emotions, but mm-hmm. I'm actually not sad. You know, I'm actually really, I mean, I gave it 5 years and I've been through so much and the sport has showed me so much. I'm really just thankful for it at this point.
So what would you say is some of your, like, highs of your career?
Gosh, I can really, I mean, remember, so I'll stick to this team. Obviously making the team was, you know, an incredible feeling, mm-hmm. and getting the first, like, games under my belt were also incredible, but I think just the everyday grind with the team is, you know, it's just been a high point. I mean, you fall in love with the process of it,
and
that's the one thing I'll miss the most. I mean, I'll miss the game day butterflies, but I think, you know, waking up every morning and going to the early morning lifts with mm-hmm. my team and, like, having that sisterhood is just, it's definitely a high for me.
So what's on the horizon for you after graduation?
You know what? I think just finding myself. I obviously want to stay with softball as much as I can, so that means coaching or, you know, like, just the local teams. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to stay in Tucson.
Okay. And what is your major? What are you studying?
General studies.
Okay.
So it kind of gives me a lot of options.
Yeah. Within general studies, what have you had any, like, specific?
So honestly, the reason I had it was because I changed my major so many times in the 3 years at Purdue that I really wasn't on track for anything, and so general studies kind of let me plug in what I had to make my own major. And
gotcha.
My main focus was science, tech, health, and society. Really into health, nutrition, that kind mm-hmm. of stuff too. So that's, like, kind of my interest.
Gotcha. Okay. Is there anything else that you feel that listeners should know about you?
I think that covers it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with me today.
Awesome. Thank you.